your daily AI press review, April 28, 2026, price war. DeepSeek has priced its new V4 model at 97% below OpenAI's comparable offering, with an additional 75% developer discount running through May 5th, the sharpest pricing move in the current AI cycle. Microsoft and OpenAI have simultaneously structured their partnership, dropping the AGI clause and ending revenue sharing. Ineffable Intelligence, a British startup founded by DeepMind's David Silver, closed a $1.1 billion seed round in days. Off the radar, a Chinese welding robotics firm backed by Hyundai just shipped a millionth unit from a Malaysia production line, a supply chain signal the Western press has missed entirely. DeepSeek has priced its V4 model at 97% of its latest comparable model for API users, cutting input cache heat costs to one-tenth of prior levels, about 14 cents per million tokens at the floor. The company simultaneously offered a 75% developer discount on V4 Pro through May 5th. V4 Flash, the default tier, runs 284 billion total parameters with 13 billion activated, delivering performance the company says approaches V4 Pro's 1.6 trillion parameter ceiling. The move is the most aggressive pricing action in the current AI cycle, and is already being flagged by Bloomberg as a potential trigger for a broader price war across the industry. Microsoft and OpenAI have restructured their partnership in a deal announced Monday, dropping the AGI clause that had governed their relationship for years and ending the revenue sharing arrangement. Under the new terms, Microsoft remains OpenAI's primary cloud partner and retains first ship rights on OpenAI products. But the financial architecture shifts to a simpler fixed access model. OpenAI described the change as providing greater predictability. The restructuring clears a key legal and commercial ambiguity ahead of OpenAI's anticipated IPO, which Wall Street analysts have been tracking closely through Q2 2026. Ineffable Intelligence, a British AI lab founded by former Google DeepMind researcher David Silver, the architect of AlphaGo, raised $1.1 billion in a seed round co-led by Sequoia Capital and Lightspeed Venture Partners, valuing the company at $5.1 billion. The lab, founded only months ago, is building what it calls a superlearner, a system designed to generate knowledge without relying on human labeled training data. The round is being reported as a record seed raise for a British AI company and signals continued investor appetite for foundational research bets at pre-product stage. China's National Development and Reform Commission blocked Meta's attempted acquisition of Manuse, the Chinese general-purpose AI agent startup, citing national security and talent retention concerns. The NDRC ordered all related transaction parties to immediately withdraw and cancel acquisition activities. Manus had attracted significant international attention earlier in 2026 for its autonomous agent capabilities. The decision marks one of the first times Beijing has explicitly invoked AI export controls to block a foreign acquisition of a domestic AI asset, and it sets a precedent for how China will treat outbound AIM and A going forward. OpenAI has retired its dedicated Codex coding model for the second time, folding its capabilities directly into its latest general-purpose model. The company says the consolidated model delivers stronger agentic coding performance and lower token usage than the standalone Codex product. Separately, analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reported that OpenAI is working with MediaTek and Qualcomm on custom smartphone processors, with Luxshare as the exclusive system design and manufacturing partner. The hardware push suggests OpenAI is pursuing a device-level distribution strategy to reduce dependence on Apple and Google's app ecosystems. DeepSeek's 58-page V4 technical report has drawn scrutiny after its nearly 300-person author list showed 10 contributors marked as having left the company. China's National Business Daily confirmed at least 5 Cora and D members departed since the second half of 2025, spanning base models, reasoning, OCR, and multimodal research. The departures raise questions about continuity on a model that is simultaneously being positioned as the world's largest open source system at 1.6 trillion parameters. DeepSeek launched V4 on Huawei chips, a notable shift away from NVIDIA hardware amid ongoing US export restrictions. The open source agent framework OpenClaw released version 2.0.2.6.4, integrating both DeepSeek V4 Flash and V4 Pro into its core model library. V4 Flash is now the default model for the framework, which is used globally for multi-step agentic workflows. The update also adds real-time voice integration with Google Meet and improves browser automation recovery. OpenClaw's adoption of DeepSeek as its default signals that the open source agent ecosystem is consolidating around Chinese frontier models for cost reasons, a structural shift with implications for enterprise AI procurement. Anthropic ran a fully automated internal marketplace for select employees, deploying cloud-based software agents on both sides of every transaction, search, offer, negotiation, and close, with no human input at any step. Over 1 week, those agents completed every deal in the marketplace without human intervention. The experiment is Anthropic's most concrete public demonstration of multi-agent economic behavior and directly informs the company's commercial agent roadmap. It also raises immediate questions about liability audit trails and financial controls when AI agents hold spending authority in enterprise environments. Google researchers scanning the Common Crawl repository, a database of billions of public web pages, have identified a growing pattern of hidden instructions embedded in standard HTML designed to hijack enterprise AI agents via indirect prompt injection. Malicious actors. And some website administrators are embedding invisible commands that redirect agent behavior when those agents browse the web as part of automated workflows. Anthropic's Claude Mythos model, which has broad web browsing capabilities, is specifically cited in IEEE Spectrum's analysis as requiring new code security frameworks to defend against this attack surface. On deployments, UK, Tax Authority HMRC has rolled out Microsoft Copilot to 28,000 staff following a Whitehall trial. That estimated each user saved roughly 26 minutes per day. The deployment covers were classified as official sensitive, making it one of the largest government AI rollouts in Europe at that security tier. At scale, 26 minutes per user per day across 28,000 staff represents roughly 12,000 hours of recovered capacity daily. Microsoft is the vendor. The rollout follows a structured pilot to production pathway that other public sector organizations are now using as a reference case. Photo book platform Popsa deployed Amazon Bedrock with Amazon Nova Lite, Nova Pro, and Anthropic's Claude Haiku to generate personalized title and subtitle suggestions across 12 languages. The system combines metadata, computer vision, and retrieval augmented generation to produce brand-aligned copy automatically. In 2025, the pipeline generated over 5.5 million personalized titles. Popsa reported measurable uplifts in both customer engagement and purchase rates, with cost and latency improvements versus its prior multimodal setup, one of the cleaner published ROI. Cases for multimodal RAG in consumer e-commerce. Food distribution platform Choco used OpenAI API to automate order processing and supplier communication across its network, boosting team productivity and unlocking growth in a sector, restaurant supply chains, where most transactions still happen by phone or WhatsApp. The deployment streamlined multi-step workflows that previously required manual data entry at each handoff. OpenAI published a case study Monday as part of its enterprise customer series. Choco operates across Europe and the US, and the deployment is notable for applying agentic AI to a fragmented, relationship-driven industry with low prior digitization. One in four S&P 500 companies reported at least one quantifiable AI. Impact in Q1 2026, up from 13% in the same period a year earlier. Finance ranked second by sector at 40% of companies reporting measurable results. The data, compiled from earnings disclosures, marks the first time a majority of large-cap AI deployments have moved from pilot reporting to outcome reporting. The shift from "we are exploring AI" to "here is the number" in quarterly filings is a structural change in how boards and investors are now being asked to evaluate AI spend. Japan Airlines will introduce humanoid robots as baggage handlers at Tokyo's Haneda Airport starting in May on a trial basis with a view to permanent deployment. The move is a direct response to Japan's chronic labor shortage, which has intensified with the surge in inbound tourism. The robots require regular recharging breaks, which the airline is treating as a scheduling constraint rather than a disqualifier. Japan Airlines is the first major carrier to publicly commit to humanoid robots in airside ground operations, a deployment category that robotics vendors have targeted for 3 years without a major airline anchor customer. UnitAI has built an agentic AI system for healthcare staffing operations, matching outpatient clinicians to patient demand in real time. The system targets a persistent bottleneck in US outpatient care. Mismatches between scheduled clinician availability and actual patient volume, which drive both overtime costs and appointment cancellations. Unity AI's platform uses agent-based scheduling logic rather than static rules, allowing it to respond to same-day demand shifts. The company is positioning this as infrastructure for health systems facing both labor shortages and margin pressure from payer mix changes in 2026. Core Scientific announced plans to convert a 300-megawatt Bitcoin mining operation in Pecos, Texas, into a 1.5-gigawatt AI data center campus. The conversion represents one of the largest single-site pivots from crypto to AI compute infrastructure announced to date. Core Scientific is the latest in a series of former mining operators, including several in Texas, to redirect stranded power capacity toward GPU-dense AI workloads, where power purchase agreements and existing grid connections provide a structural cost advantage over greenfield data center builds. On tools, Microsoft released Vibe Voice, a whisper-style speech-to-text model with speaker diarization built directly into the model architecture under an MIT license. The full model weighs 17.3 gigabytes. A 4-bit quantized version at 5.7 gigabytes runs on Apple Silicon via the MLX audio library with a single command. Unlike Whisper, which requires a separate diarization pipeline, Vibe Voice outputs speaker-labeled transcripts natively, reducing the toolchain complexity for meeting transcription, earnings call analysis, and compliance recording use cases. The model was released in January 2026, but gained broader practitioner attention this week. AWS released the Strands Agents SDK with native integration to SageMaker AI endpoints and MLflow for production-grade agent observability. Practitioners can now deploy foundation models from SageMaker Jumpstart, wire them into Strands agents, and instrument full agent traces through SageMaker Serverless MLflow, all within a single AWS managed stack. The release also supports A/B testing across multiple model variants with MLflow metrics as the evaluation layer. This closes a gap that previously required custom instrumentation to compare agent behavior across model versions in production. Researchers published SWE Pruner, a context pruning framework for coding agents. That uses a lightweight 0.6 billion parameter neural schema to dynamically select relevant lines from long code bases. Unlike fixed metric compression tools such as LongElementLingua, SWE Pruner generates an explicit goal, for example, focus on error handling, and prunes context around that goal, preserving syntactic and logical structure. Evaluated across four benchmarks, the approach reduces API costs and latency for coding agents without the accuracy degradation seen in prior compression methods. The framework is task-aware, meaning it adapts pruning strategy per query rather than applying a static compression ratio. Xiaohong Xu's engineering team published Red Parrot, a natural language to domain-specific lang framework that bypasses costly multi-stage LLM pipelines using a semantic cache of query skeletons, normalized structural patterns extracted from historical queries. When a new request matches a cached skeleton, Red Parrot adapts the stored DSL rather than rerunning the full pipeline, cutting latency and cost for high-repetition analytics workloads. The system uses a contrastive learning embedding model for entity-agnostic matching and a heterogeneous RAG method for edge cases. For enterprise analytics teams running thousands of similar queries daily, the architecture offers a practical path to sub-second response times at scale. Researchers at Archive published EPMR. L, a reinforcement learning framework for on-premise e-commerce product mapping that distills expensive multi-agent LLM reasoning into a compact, deployable student model. The approach starts with LL. M-generated rationales and human verification applies parameter-efficient fine-tuning to a small model, then uses reinforcement learning to sharpen accuracy on hard cases, promotional keyword injection, bundle descriptions, platform-specific tags. The result is a model that matches the accuracy of API-dependent agentic systems at a fraction of the inference cost, with no external API. Calls required. For retailers and price monitoring platforms operating under data privacy constraints, on-premise deployment is a hard requirement that prior LLM approaches could not satisfy. One signal to watch. Enterprise CFOs are losing visibility into AI costs as token-based consumption pricing replaces seat licenses. Unlike annual SaaS contracts or even cloud compute, which eventually settled into forecastable patterns, AI token usage scales non-linearly with model capability and agent autonomy. A single agentic workflow can consume orders of magnitude more tokens than a simple prompt. And engineering teams optimizing for output quality are systematically driving up spend without finance sign-off. Separately, The ZDNet survey found 77% of IT. Managers say their AII agents are operating outside sanctioned boundaries, a governance gap that maps directly onto the CFO cost visibility problem. Two distinct hardware signals are converging around China's AI self-sufficiency push. Yuanji Semiconductor reported a 1,153% year-on-year profit increase in Q1 2026, with revenue up 321% to about 355 million yuan, driven by domestic demand for optical chips in AI Dali data centers. Simultaneously, Light Elegance, the first mainland Chinese photonics chip maker to list in Hong Kong, surged nearly 400% on its debut, opening at HK dollar. 8.80 against an offer price of HK dollar, 183. Both moves reflect accelerating capital formation around non-NVIDIA compute paths in China, a trend that DeepSeek's V4 launch on Huawei chips reinforces at the model layer. Decoder LLM SR producing substantially more stable explanations than encoder-based models in enterprise NLP deployments. According to a systematic study across 6 models and 64,800 test cases covering BERT, ROBERT 2, Qwen, and Llama architectures, decoder models showed 73% lower explanation flip rates on average, with stability improving further at larger scale, a 44% gain from smaller to larger decoder variants. For financial institutions deploying NLP, for credit decisions, fraud detection, or regulatory reporting, explanation stability is a compliance requirement, not a preference. This result suggests that organizations still running encoder-based classifiers for explainability reasons may have the architecture choice backwards. Off the radar. A Chinese welding robotics company called Shengxi Weisheng, backed by South Korea's Hyundai and venture firm Wagwan Capital, has completed its Malaysia production line and is now in full operation. The company shipped its millionth cumulative unit from its Changzhou base and is scaling internationally. Its third generation product, the mobile, legged a welding robot capable of autonomous navigation across an entire factory floor. What the CEO describes as a mechanical welder with no spatial limits. The Malaysia line is a direct response to tariff exposure and supply chain diversification pressure, a pattern now visible across multiple Chinese robotics exporters. South Korean memory chip makers Samsung and SK Hynix are seeing accelerating demand from a shift in AI chip architecture toward LPDDR memory in SOCAMM2 form factors, according to ChosenBiz. The transition is being driven by edge AI inference devices, smartphones, laptops, and on-device agents that require high bandwidth, low power memory rather than the HBM stacks used in data center GPUs. As this is a separate demand vector from the NVIDIA-driven HBM cycle and benefits a different part of Samsung and SK Hynix's product portfolios. For memory investors and procurement teams, SOCAMM2 adoption is an early indicator of where the next AI hardware volume will concentrate. Chinese biotech Oreca Biotechnologies closed a $35 million A-plus round led by Sequoia China, bringing its total A-round funding to nearly $100 million. The company uses a generative antibody design platform called ORIDE to compress the drug discovery cycle. Standard target to molecule delivery in about 3 weeks, functional antibody characterization in 6 weeks, and a full commercial data package in 9 to 12 months. Sequoia China, Hillhouse, and Keiming are among the backers. The speed benchmarks, 50% faster than traditional wet lab workflows on standard targets, are being used as the primary commercial differentiator in BD negotiations with multinational pharma buyers. Researchers at the University of Toronto and collaborators, including Alec Radford, co-creator of GPT and Whisper, released Talkie, a 13 billion parameter language model trained exclusively on 260 billion tokens of pre-1931 English text. The model is Apache 2.0 licensed and available on Hugging Face in both base and instruction tune variants, because all training data predates the US. Copyright cutoff of January 1, 1931, the dataset itself may eventually be released publicly, a rare case of a large model with a fully auditable, legally unambiguous training corpus. For enterprises concerned about training data provenance and copyright liability, Talkie's architecture offers a reference point for how to build models with clean IP chains. On the research front, a clinical trial published in Nature tested an AI model against radiologists on lung nodule diagnosis and found the model improved diagnostic accuracy in a prospective setting, meaning real patients, real scans, real clinical workflow, not a retrospective benchmark. The trial design is significant because most AI radiology results come from held-out test sets rather than live clinical environments. Improved nodule classification accuracy directly reduces both false positives which trigger unnecessary biopsies and false negatives, which delay cancer detection. The Nature publication gives this result a level of peer scrutiny that most AI health claims do not receive. Researchers published MetaGAI, a benchmark of 2,541 verified document triplets for evaluating automated generation of AI, model cards, and data cards. The benchmark uses a multi-agent framework with retriever generator and editor agents, validated through four-dimensional human-in-the-loop assessment. Key finding, sparse mixture of experts' architectures achieve the best cost-quality trade-off for this task, and there is a measurable trade-off between faithfulness and completeness that no current model resolves simultaneously. For enterprises under pressure to document AI systems, for governance and audit purposes, MetaGAI provides the first large-scale benchmark for evaluating whether automated documentation tools are actually reliable. A radiology team published a pilot evaluation of an isolation-first, on-premise LLM deployment using the open-weights DeepSeq-R1 model served via VLLM in a fully air-gapped containerized stack. In a one-week pilot, 22 residents and radiologists used 10 predefined prompt templates on unanonymized patient health information after the system received approval from compliance, the data protection and information security officers. The system was rated stable on a 10-point Likert scale with no critical errors reported. The deployment architecture, strict network segmentation, host-enforced egress filtering, active isolation monitoring is the first published blueprint for running frontier open weights models on sensitive clinical data without cloud exposure. This podcast has a daily production cost. If you enjoy it, support it. The link is on the podcast page. Thank you.